There are moments in time that invite us to sit with an alchemical process, one that requires we sit with the discomfort of burning away, metaphorically speaking, what was not meant to stay. This week is one of those moments. In this podcast, we look at the astrology of the upcoming week and how it will be landing for all of us collectively. For a more personalized reading that dives into the ways that this week's astrology will play out for you, download the Chani app. Hello and welcome. This is the Astrology of the Week Ahead podcast. I'm your host, Chani Nicholas, and we have a solar eclipse in Aries conjunct Chiron on Monday, April 8th. This is no joke astrology. Obviously, these recordings come out just before that or just around the time that the eclipse is going to happen. So I've been talking about the eclipse for a little while because I wanted us to be prepared for it in some way, shape, or form. I don't know how really you can be prepared for the shadowlands of eclipse season. But I want us to make sure that we're approaching this moment, we're approaching this week with a lot of tenderness. Not fragility, though. This is not for the faint of heart. This is not for those that have leaned into fragility. This kind of eclipse requires a tremendous amount of spiritual strength, which is to say, we focus on what we can do to sit with the discomfort of the moment so that we might be able to be in a process of change. This eclipse is happening in Aries, which is a fire sign, and fire tends to burn everything away that is not permanent. We use fire in spiritual rituals, religious rituals, for good reason. It speaks to many metaphorical principles. But if we think of what happens when we put something into the fire or when we add heat to something, it boils down, it burns away, it transforms. And that's the feeling of this eclipse. Now, for some of you, it won't land in your personal life in any kind of major way. Perhaps. I do think that this kind of eclipse is more potent than many. I do think that because it's in Aries and because it's in a sign that's really loud, because it's in a sign that's really obvious, because it's in a sign that likes to butt heads and come right up against whatever its obstacle is or whatever it perceives its obstacle to be, that it's going to be a little in our face or a lot in our face. And because it's sitting in a conjunction with Chiron, the minor planet, I don't pay attention to Chiron a lot unless there's a conjunction, a planet at the same point as it, most likely. And because this is exact, this is a Chiron Kazemi. It is Chiron entering the heart of the sun. It is the moon entering the heart of the sun. It is an eclipse. It is all lining up. So we're talking about shadowy material. We're talking about something that is loud. We're talking about a new beginning. And we're talking about revealing what is usually relegated to the shadows or something that is usually held on a subterranean level being brought to the surface, because that's also what eclipses do. Eclipses activate and they galvanize and they change something. And again, because this one seems to be so psychologically minded or so much about our wound or our pain and the medicine held within it, I think it is a deep invitation to sit with what ails us, to be with the discomfort, to be with whatever sensations we usually try to escape, so that we can be like the flame and burn everything away that is not essential, or so that we can be like the flame and transform this feeling into wisdom, into knowledge. Chiron is the teacher, is the healer, is the mentor. And I think that one of our greatest teachers beyond each other in our relationships is how to be in relationship with our own pain, with our own stuff, so that it doesn't get the better of us, so that it's not making the decisions and it's not driving the ship of our life. I know that when I'm not consciously in my agency, when I forget the power that I have, which is way too often, embarrassingly so, but when I'm in that place, that the younger part of me, the more wounded part of me, is driving my decisions. And that's when I make the biggest mistakes. I mean, nothing's a mistake, but that's when I make decisions where I'm like, I wish I would have remembered my power in that moment and realized I didn't have to react. This is an eclipse that's happening in Aries. Aries is incredibly reactive. It's one of its superpowers. Aries doesn't wait to take action. It just goes where it's directed internally. It goes where it's inspired to go, which is great. Until we start operating from a place of feeling emboldened by our misplaced rage, and we move really quickly in directions that are going to be destructive. So we want to sit with the impulse to act in a destructive way because we've forgotten our power and our agency. And look, I think if we did that every day, or at least we're reminded to do that more often, this world would be a very different and hopefully, I think, much better place. But for sure, this week, we can meditate on that, yeah? Yeah. Because at the same time, Mars, the ruler of this eclipse, is making a conjunction with Saturn. And Mars is the warrior, it's our action, it's our desire, it's how we make our mark in the world in our own individual way. And when it collides with Saturn, it gets stopped in its tracks. It is a type of gridlock. So what does that mean? As the ruler of this eclipse, it means we're taking on something challenging. That's not a bad thing. It's just a specific type of quality. This is a moment that is challenging. It's supposed to be. That's okay. It's like when we go and study something that's really difficult. It requires a tremendous amount of concentration and mental energy and our dedication. Or if we do something like, you know, climbing to the top of a mountain, it's not going to be easy, but it's going to be worth it. And one of the things that I talk a lot about in your readings this week in the Chani app, which I strongly suggest you go listen to, your personal reading, is that we don't want to overburden ourselves. So we take the metaphor of learning a new language. We don't want to learn a new language while we're answering emails and while we're doing 70 other things. We want to have time to focus on the lesson. We don't want to climb to the top of a mountain carrying the kitchen sink. Like, what do we need to put down? What do we need to not take on this week? What do we need to get very specific and definitive about? How can we hone in on the most important priority possible and just stay focused there? And just keep reminding ourselves that there's moments, and this is only momentary, but there's moments where things get a little hard. Like if you're, you know, doing some kind of new regimen, there's moments where we're like, oh my God, this is hard. And yeah, it's hard. It is. Yes. It won't last. And hopefully if you're doing something that's challenging on purpose, you get to strengthen your resolve about being able to do things that are hard. And that it's okay. And that you can adjust as needed, but that you're going to stay the course. On the world stage, this is a Mars-Saturn conjunction in Pisces for the first time. So we might notice that there's something taking place in the world that's also a little collectively challenging. And look, it's already eclipse season. Mercury is still retrograde, so that's going to be true. That's why we're going to double down on our kindness and our ability to be very caring with ourselves and each other this week. Always, but again, especially this week. Don't ask people to do extra things for you if you don't have to. Don't say yes to other people when they ask you to do extra things that you don't have to do. Keep it very simple this week. Keep it very selective. Keep focused. And keep yourself cool and hydrated. This is a very hot moment. Mars Saturn is happening in Pisces, which is watery, which is not hot. But we know that when those two get together, it's just gritty. It's gritty, it's grimy, it's challenging, and we need to cut the fat, cut the stuff that isn't essential. And then speaking of getting really specific and getting actually some clarity, which a Mars Saturn will give you clarity, is a Mercury Kazemi that happens on Thursday, the 11th. And that's a kind of nice clearing after the eclipse. So the eclipse is going to bring up a lot of the shadowy material, stuff we might need to heal or pain we might need to witness or understand in a deeper way, ways in which we need to move into the role of healer, teacher in our own life, mentor, etc. And then the Mercury Kazemi is going to happen on Thursday, and it's a nice moment of awakening. It's a re-energizing idea or conversation, thought, or something you learn about, and it inspires a kind of new awakening post-eclipse. Okay, y'all. Next week, we're going to still have a lot of stuff happening in Aries. So the part of your chart that contains Aries is just getting a lot of attention, which, you know, it likes. But definitely go listen to your reading for the week, because I want you to get very familiar with this area of your life, with this area of your chart. What area of your chart, what house in your chart contains Aries, and what does that mean? And how is all this astrology unfolding for you? We're going to have a lot of it happen next week. And something totally new and totally different and very, very, very exciting, which is nice post-eclipse season. Jupiter and Uranus are going to make a conjunction in Taurus. And it feels innovative. It feels unique. It feels like breaking with tradition in order to be generative. It feels like moving beyond the systems of greed and hoarding and hopefully doing things a different kind of way. So come back. We'll talk about that. Sending you lots and lots of love. Rest during an eclipse, even though this one might leave you feeling a little wired because there's a ton of energy in it. This is an eclipse near the North Node, so there's an increased desire. Even though there's all that energy, I want you to find pockets of rest and cooling down and stabilizing and grounding when and where you can. Hey, y'all, thank you so much for leaving us reviews in the App Store. We love them. We read them. We appreciate them. We take them to heart. I wanted to leave you with this one called This, coming from a prior somewhat skeptic. I just have to take the time out to say that I never fully believed in horoscopes and surely didn't know much about astrology, but I always took it with a grain of salt until I found out about Chani, and then especially more so after I got this app. I'm constantly screenshotting stuff in disbelief, joking Chani must be a spy because she's so on point. Truly though, I love everything about this app, and it's truly something I look forward to weekly. My personalized readings of the week, and okay, it's also the first app I check every morning, LOL. I really have been meaning to write this review and really want to, because it's phenomenal to me in so many ways. All right, y'all, sending you lots of love. Many blessings. Bye for now.